Alpha Kari. Hello, Alpha.
Hi, Greg. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right,
enjoying the sunshine already.
Yes. Where are you calling? Where are we speaking to you from, Alpha?
Dublin.
All right, very good. We got a wee bit. We're getting a wee bit of it today, but not quite at the level you've enjoyed. Tell us about Girl Crew, Alpha. It's an interesting concept, an interesting company.
Thank you. So Girl Crew is a social media network for women, but predominantly to make new friends and reach out to people locally. So groups for Girl Crew are all based in different cities all around the world. And the idea is that, say, if you wanted to go to a gig last minute and your friends didn't want to go or they were busy, or you wanted to plan a hike at the weekend but all your friends are away, or you've just moved to a new city, you just post up in your local group with the activity that you'd like to do, and any of the other girls in the group can choose to opt in. And most of the time, a few people do.
Yeah, and it can be quite difficult socialising sometimes. And say, for instance, maybe people are just coming of age of going out, or as you say, you know, maybe they've moved to a new area, or just out of a long-term relationship. You can find yourself quite alone in a number of situations, potentially, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because we've seen a lot of those reasons over and over again, I think, over the last few years, because it started 3 years ago, kind of informally, but we've just launched our app now. But yeah, a lot of the reasons are people's friends have settled down, or people's friends have had kids, and they're just not getting to go out as much as they'd like.
Or your best friend's got a boyfriend, and next thing you're either a gooseberry or sitting in.
So this is kind of, it's helped loads of people get out and just meet new people and widen up their circle, because not only are you meeting a group of girls from your Girl Crew group, but people have ended up making friends, you know, with those people's other friends and their family members and everything as well, and it just kind of works quite organically once people brave that first little step, I think.
So it seems like an idea that should have been around ages ago, if you know what I mean. But when and why, or how did you come up with it?
It was really quite of an accident. So it was a Friday night a few years ago. I was at home, but really wanted to go out dancing. And none of my friends were free, so my sister wanted to stay in at home, and I was living with her. And my other really good friend, who I would have kind of gone out with to club night stuff, just wanted to stay in. I think she was tired and had a tough week. So totally valid reasons. But I used Tinder to try and find, so Tinder is a dating app, I guess, for people who don't know, and I just changed my settings on it so that I'd show up to all the girls who were looking for guys, but with a picture up saying, I'm a girl, I'm straight, I just really want to go out dancing, and does anyone want to come out dancing with me, and maybe we'll meet guys out there.
Did it work?
And maybe we'll just have some fun. Yeah, which I was so surprised at, because I thought, this is crazy, but maybe a few people will be really crazy and they'll swipe right and say hello, but I had 100 matches within 24 hours.
Wow, that's amazing. So that instantly, there's a demand there, obviously, because you've had to sort of, you know, remap an existing app to sort of achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah, because I could only talk to any of those 100 girls one-on-one, because you could only message people one-on-one. So I went out the next night with one of my friends and one of the girls I had chatted to off Tinder. We all had a really fun night and ended up in Supermax at the end, chatting about it all. And so the next day I set up a Facebook group, because I was able to just send a link to everyone. And then once everyone was in the Facebook group, it just kind of exploded from there, because I think girls organized the first event without even my involvement. I wasn't at my computer, and they were like, let's go here, let's do this. So they kind of had everything organized already when I got back to my computer, which was really amazing to see. I think women are great communicators and great at organizing things and getting each other together. So we've seen that over and over again in 46 different cities around the world and with 90,000 members. So it's really been quite phenomenal to see that grow from there, I think.
Was it a coincidence that you launched it on, officially launched the business on International Women's Day back in 2014?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great, because I had something to message everyone. So I kind of messaged everyone saying, happy International Women's Day, yay for women's friendship or something. But I was like, I was really glad to have that, because I thought I'd only have to message, you know, two or three or four people max. And I was like, what do I even say to all these people now that I've matched with them and they're interested? quite a busy time on my phone.
And there's been a big uptake, of course, but I mean, it could be much bigger. Is the situation at this point now, you've got the infrastructure, you've got the idea, it's proven, it's a case of getting the message out there, and it's the type of thing, you know, for it to work in Donegal, you need 20 people to sort of sign up to it, you know what I mean? Because otherwise... Yeah. I could download the app if I were a lady, and I could say, oh, there's no one around me, and then you delete it. So you need the momentum, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely need numbers for stuff like this. And we're conscious of that. So we've been launching one city at a time. So we've kind of announced to our current members on the Facebook groups that their city is now available on the app. And we do some promotional work, and we visit that city and try and tell as many people. And we even walk around town with flyers and the whole shebang to try and get as many people on at the start as we can. So I think word of mouth is really important. But we also have a waiting for city group on the app. So we're kind of encouraging people that if they download it and there isn't anyone in their area yet, or their area is not available on it yet, that they're really free to organise events even from there, because you could post them for anywhere in the world.
Any interview that has the word shebang into it automatically goes into one of my top five, so I appreciate it. It's a far too underused word. The whole shebang. But there's more to this story too, isn't it? It's about, you know, there's multi-layers to it. You're enabling women to be independent in that, you know, source their own friends, source their own... But it's how you establish the business too, and the challenges that one can face in that. I presume you would like that to be of some inspiration to women also.
Yes, I'd hope so, because I think... I've always been a big believer that you should work at something you love. And I think this has reflected a lot of things that are really, really important to me. So I do think there's huge disparities, inequality around the world between men and women. So I love empowering women to support each other and get together, and just trying to, I think, make it easier and fun for women to do that everywhere. So that for me to see has been amazing. And we've seen like women entrepreneurs support each other, and we run women entrepreneur events in Dublin. But even just seeing people, like all of our members, contacting us about their businesses and featuring them on our blogs and putting them in the newsletter. I think it's amazing to have a really wide network of women, because it just makes it much easier to click in with women who are like you, or they have a similar problem to you had 5 years ago, and you're able to help them, or they're able to help you with something. And it seems people really want to help each other out and really want to push each other on. So it's got great momentum, I think, within it from that.
Superb. Elva, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. How can people get hold of the app? Are you talking about you launching it in cities, or is it also growing organically where people download it and you get little hotspots that sort of happen? Or what way are you working its rollout?
Yeah, probably the best way is to pop us on an email of your city, because we keep a list of requested cities. So if they just email info@girlcrew.com and let us know where they are. But they can still download the app. So you can download it on Android or on iPhone. It's just Girl Crew.
I mean, if you're holidaying, if you were planning on a trip on one of the included cities, you know, people like to travel alone too.
We have a travel group as well. So we have a few different topic groups, and travel is one of those, because girls could meet up from anywhere. So download the app and have a look, and you can pop in a message there about what city you'd like it in next.
All right, Elva, thank you so much for coming on.